Welcome to part two of StarCast for the Virgo New Moon. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of PlanetWaves.fm and the author of the Planet Waves Monthly Horoscope. The new monthly horoscope is available at PlanetWaves.net. If you click on the Monthly Horoscope tab at the top of the page, and a new edition of Planet Waves FM is scheduled for 10 p.m. Eastern Time at PlanetWaves.net. FM on Friday the 3rd. All right, continuing this discussion. So we were talking about the new moon itself and Mars and Venus all in this kind of awareness raising position, and the important two points being just to sum it up in a minute. Venus conjunct Vesta in Libra is saying, hold space for the love, the pleasure, the sexuality, the choices of others. Be the supportive person, the person who holds the space open and therefore gives people permission and allows things to happen. If you're doing this, one thing that will help to have full working abilities around is jealousy. And there's a little thing called compersion. You can look it up. Please stick my name with the Google search, and I'll have much more to say about this on Planet Waves FM on Tantra Studio on Friday night. Let's take a look at Saturday's chart. In Saturday's chart, now we see Venus, Vesta, and Mars coming into full focus with a lot of outer planets and with Jupiter, and so. One of the ways to think of the way astrology works is that outer planets represent these distant and sometimes difficult to track energies. So you can have the sense of evolution and the sense of growth, and then what does that really mean? Like, what's the specific there? Well, that's because they're somewhat abstract ideas, but they become much more tangible. They become much more practical and available when the outer planets have meetings with inner planets counting as the moon, the sun, Venus, Mars, Mercury, and I count some of the asteroids. Really, pretty much anything inside of Jupiter's orbit is an inner planet by the definition of most astrologers. So in this chart for Saturday, set for 3:23 p.m. That's the moon square Uranus, a day full of surprises. There's this very exciting pattern developing from Thursday and Friday, but developing in the form of all of these. Let's see, I move Friday's chart. Okay, let's come back to that in a second. I'll add one thing for Friday. But we've got Venus making aspects to Pluto and Jupiter and Neptune and Eris. And then we've got Mars making aspects to Pluto and Jupiter and Neptune and Eris. So you've got Venus and Mars, these two very important symbols of just what it means to be a person, what it means to be a man, what it means to be a woman. The experience of having desire and having fulfillment, the experience of getting, the experience of wanting, the polarity that attracts us to one another. All of this is Venus and Mars. It is basic, helpful, elemental personality stuff, all talking to the big masters of growth. Those big masters of growth, again, being Pluto, Eris, Neptune, Jupiter. Now, what's not in the picture? Uranus is slightly out of the picture. Uranus will, it's highlighted on Saturday, and will be back in the picture again soon. Sorry to do this to you. Let's rewind one day. There's an aspect on Friday that I want to talk about that is it's building on Friday. So therefore we're good. So bear in mind through all of this like Venus and Mars oriented growth stuff and acknowledging that the people around you have attractions and desires for other people and noticing when that pushes your buttons. What is it that you really need? Is it, do you really need trust? Do you need attention? Do you need love? Do you need to know that you're not going to be abandoned? What does it take for you to, in a sense, be in love with all of the desires of the people that you care about, including how they feel about you. That's an interesting one, and sometimes can be very tricky for how to manage that, depending on someone's self-esteem level. The aspect that's building all through the weekend that is going to be helpful and provocative is Mercury opposite Chiron. Mercury opposite Chiron to me is saying, have the conversation that's oriented on the kind of healing that you need. What do you really need to talk about? So when you've got something you really need to talk about, when you've got Mercury in an opposition to Chiron, that's kind of saying, well, now you've got a chance to have a direct line of communication and have that open. Mercury also is in an opposition to a point called Salacia, hanging close to Chiron, slow mover, much slower mover than Chiron, I think a 271-year orbit. And Salacia is about the process of sexual maturity. We do not hear much about this. We just don't. The concept barely even exists. But that maturity comes from the ability to practice self-disclosure. That ability comes from the practice having the conversations that you want and need to have. Okay. So that's what's going on. So I've already covered much of Saturday, saying that basically, and Friday and Saturday are very similar, saying things are getting into the picture, getting into alignment with these big planets. The moon would appear to change signs in the United States and much of Europe early on Saturday into Friday. Nope, sorry, revise that. It's gonna, what's it? 24 degrees at 1:40 a.m. Let's get an exact fix on that, because this is an important sign change of the moon, and I'm having trouble doing the calculation in my head. Events, positions. The moon enters Leo. So the moon is going to enter Leo on Friday, just before midnight Eastern Daylight Time. So So the moon changing signs is like the color wheel changing and putting another lens in front of the light. So the moon going from Cancer to Leo is a fairly big change from a lunar-oriented sign to a solar-oriented sign, but it's the moon, making the change. So it's on that level of sensory information and confidence, and how does the public feel? How do your friends feel? Like, what's the environment of the world that you're in? That's the moon through the signs. Moon enters Leo Friday night at 11:58 a.m. 11:58 a.m. That's noon. Okay, Friday. There you go. I am going to move on. I would like to get something right today. Let's take a look at Sunday's chart. Sunday, the moon enters Virgo. So we have the moon entering Leo on Friday, and then the moon enters Virgo on Sunday. Moon entering Virgo officially commences the new moon, though it's going to take about a day for it to complete. You've got the sun, the moon, thing called trans-Pluto, and Mars all collecting in Virgo, and that is exact as of 7:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Sunday. Moon enters Virgo. I think I managed to get that right. The moon makes a series of squares. So it is there's this sense of either momentum shifting or of shifting of its own, or you lean into a new thing. You like, all right, enough of that. Now I am I'm going to do this. The moon in Virgo, an Earth sign, makes quite a few aspects to other things in Earth signs, most particularly all that stuff in Virgo and a bunch of stuff in Capricorn, a lot of it deep stuff about family, and then Uranus in Taurus. So to me, the feeling I'm getting from these charts is like, try not to be so hung up about what other people expect from you. Try not to be so hung up about what other people think or what you think they think about you. There's so much in the astrology right now of hold your own center. figure out for yourself what is right for you. Meanwhile, we're entering this extreme balsamic phase of the moon. This is a great weekend to wrap things up, close business, finish up projects, complete transactions with other people. Rather than getting caught in plans for new things, bring things to a close. It's very helpful as the moon reaches that conjunction to the sun. That sense of closure is very natural to happen. Okay. Still got Mercury opposite Chiron, still saying have the real conversation. All right, now we're back to the chart for the new moon conjunct sun, 8:51 and 40 seconds p.m. daylight time on Monday, September 6th. So that's a little bit before 9 o'clock at night. So this whole holiday weekend here in the United States, all with the moon at extreme balsamic phase. By Monday night, people are home from their traveling or they're thinking about the week ahead. So this really is a kind of a perfect end of civil summer, not officially summer, seasonally summer. That's on the 22nd. Civil summer aspect. And the thing I like about all of this astrology is that it is connected. There's this constant ongoing opportunity to connect things to one another. Everything has a leverage point. Everything has a point where it can join another issue, where someone can be included in the conversation, or where it's possible to link the issues and see the connections between things. Let's just close with a spiritual note about what it means to be alive in these very challenging times. I want to affirm and confirm and remind you that we are under extreme duress right now. There are people who are feeling all manner of economic pressures. There are people who are being ripped apart from their friends, from their academic institutions, from their jobs, from their families, from their husbands and wives over this vaccine issue. And the only reason that can happen is because there are people who don't respect the right of others to make their own choices about what happens with their bodies. And no sooner than you would accept someone saying, you're going to eat that food that you know is not good for you, you're going to have sex with that person that you're not really interested in because somebody else says so, no, you're not going to do any of those things. And so it leaves me wondering why or how or what the spiritual framework is for someone to be able to say, I'm going to impose that on you. That is not right. And so one of the things I'm here to encourage is you to make up your own mind and to not submit to the peer pressure, to the fully inappropriate peer pressure and bullying that society is putting us under, but to also make sure that you know what you are doing. I can tell you, I know enough as an investigative reporter to say there is no rush right now to do anything that is irreversible. There is pressure. There are threats. There are terrifying concepts of, for example, being cut off from your children, being cut off from your income. Many people don't want to live in such a way where they're not allowed to go out to a restaurant. None of this is normal. None of this is legal. None of this is appropriate. None of this meekly, vaguely fits the situation that we're being told that it is supposedly about. And so my role as an astrologer, as a teacher, and even as a journalist is to encourage you to stand up for your own personal quest for truth, to not accept someone else's truth, to not take the medicine from someone else's medicine bag unless you are fully confident and spirit directs you and you know exactly what you're doing. That person's medicine is their medicine. Your medicine is your medicine. All right. And I mean this in the very broad sense of what medicine is and specifically. All right. Looking forward to being back with you on Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on planetwaves.fm. Signing off on the 2nd of September for the Labor Day holiday. My name is Eric Francis. Thanks for listening and stay in touch.